Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You ready to have your doors blown off by the Josh McDaniels offense, Keith?
I'm ready to go to the door store,
get some backup doors.
My whole house?
What are you talking about? My car? My house?
Good question.
Do you think there are more doors or wheels in the world? Remember, that was a hot debate.
Well, that was
a couple years ago.
You asked that to Christian Gonzalez, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
What do you think? Doors or wheels?
Now, either way.
Before the McDaniels offense, doors.
Point.
Now, wheels.
Wheels, take it.
Yeah, I just changed it.
Because
it was that close.
It's going to be like a record-setting offense by the sound of it.
I guess.
Your doors are going to be blown off by how good this offense looks.
That was Bedard on his guy Josh McDaniels there. I'm guessing at this point in time, and certainly you can learn more as your career goes along. I'm guessing at this point in time, McDaniels is kind of what he is. Did McDaniels learn anything between Denver and Vegas, Keith? Doesn't seem like it.
No.
And
he did stop at St. Louis.
And I remember hearing a lot of, Josh McDaniels is a different guy. He learned from Denver. He grew from Denver. Turns out he got fired his second year in Vegas because he was still alienating players and still the same guy. Something tells me this guy is no different, and that's personality-wise and in terms of scheme. I don't think it's going to change at all.
No, but the hope would be the player is what changes.
Well,
rather than it being, you know, Sam Bradford, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, it's Drake May.
So that could totally be.
Yeah.
I believe that's there's potential for that. That has nothing to do with McDaniels. I don't think his offense is going to look Andy Reid-like. Like, I don't think there's going to be that kind
of...
He watched one Chiefs practice?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to look like that.
And I also don't know what exactly it's going to look like anyway. Meaning, look at the rest of the staff around him. So you got Mike Vrabel as the head coach.
Yep.
But then look at all the offensive coaches that are on staff. They all have ties to Vrabel. And then you have a guy like Thomas Brown, who was with McVay. You have, you know, Doug Marrone, who at one point was doing his own thing, and Todd Browning was doing his own thing. I'm pretty interested to see like what it even looks like anyway. Because I don't think you have all of those guys as the assistants if you're like classic McDaniels offense. Like, isn't it going to have to be different than what it was? Isn't he going to have to? I don't know if your doors are going to be blown off.
This is what I was just going to say.
It's going to have to change anyway.
Could it look a little different? Sure, I guess. My doors are going to be blown off?
I think my doors will stay on.
Because he watched one Chiefs practice?
So like Chiefs good team to watch.
Something
Ohio
tells
State?
Me.
Like, well, then just get Chip Kelly then, if you like the Ohio State offense so much.
Something tells me that's not going to be the case.
No.
So can Drake May be helped by Josh McDaniels? Maybe.
I
don't like that hire as much as a lot of people. I know you don't either. But maybe he'll help. He'll certainly be better for him than the offense was last year with Alex Van Pelt.
I was going to say, McDaniels is better than Van Pelt. Like, Vrabel is light years better than Mayo. So, like, there is... So, the head coach, I think, also helps in this sense, too. Like, I think he can get more out of the quarterback. He even said on his first press conference, you know, talking about, like, in-game stuff and, like, clock management and, like, things like that. So, he's not going to be calling all the plays. That's McDaniels' thing. But just like how to play quarterback in the NFL, I think you're going to get a lot more out of Mike Vrabel than you would Jerod Mayo. So like the whole package of coaches should be a significant upgrade for Drake May.
And since you said that, because I think Vrabel will help Drake May situationally, one thing I like that Drake said, and I watched a bunch of these interviews yesterday, I think it was the Good Morning Football one, I forget where it was, and he did a bit of a media blitz yesterday, talked about recruiting players at the Pro Bowl, et cetera.
Yeah.
One thing he acknowledged that I feel like he kind of fought last year, and we would point this out and highlight it here and there, were the turnovers. Like, I remember him being asked about it last year, and he's like, no, I don't think I have a turnover problem. And he seemed like a little stubborn and dug in on that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, even just early on with Vrabel, if they've already told him, like, hey, we gotta get this cleaned up. And I don't know how much correspondence he's had with those guys or overlap or anything beyond just, like, cursory meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if that's already something they're drilling into him. Like, hey, you will take care of the football.
Yeah.
Whereas Mayo, like everything else, kind of brushed it all off to the side.
And
was like, you're fine. Yeah. You're young. You'll figure it out.
Ball security is job security. Until it really isn't.
That struck me as a little different already under Vrabel, but he's got to do it on the field.
Uh-huh.
We ranked our top 10 quarterbacks for 2025. We'll circle back to that coming up. James in Kennebunk wants to weigh in. Go ahead, James.
how's it going, guys?
Good.
So I just wanted to tell you guys that I think that if Elliot Wolf can grow a pair this year, I think that Drake May can really turn it around. I think that they got a lot of assets this year, and I think that this offseason they got a lot to work with. And I think that especially having Cooper Kupp available and T. Higgins, they got to get one of those guys for Drake May for sure, because that's something that they got to do, is they got to upgrade the wide receiver position. And then there's also Myles Garrett available. I think getting him would also upgrade Drake May, because he'd get the ball back in his hands more often.
Yeah, better defense would help Drake May. We've talked about...
I'll take all those players.
We've talked about Myles Garrett, Cooper Kupp, and T. Higgins.
All right, let's do this.
I would sign off on any of those.
All right, Patriots offense for next year. Just based on points per game, that's how we usually look at it. We're like, this team is the best and this team is the worst. Like Josh McDaniels with the Rams was the worst. What sort of best case, like realistic best case scenario where they rank, and then what is like realistic worst case scenario?
Rank?
For points per game.
I mean, middle of the pack?
See, I think they could be higher. I think,
what would you say, 10th?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, maybe.
The Mac Jones year, they were like 7th somehow. No, true. Weren't they like really high? Like,
yeah.
You can kind of spike it in a couple of weeks.
They had like some Jeremy Swayman-style games in there where they popped like 50 against the Jaguars that really changed the overall number, but it's still down to the end
10,
of the day.
Like, I think 10 is a optimistic yet somewhat realistic goal to
but
set out for.
The absolute ceiling is they're the 10th highest scoring offense in football.
I think,
might go a little lower than that, but fine. I'll go to 10. Fine.
Floor, 23?
Yeah, I mean, low.
22?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
The floor is low.
Like, but so most likely we're thinking middle of the pack offense in year one, which is you got to start somewhere. Yeah, like they certainly weren't a middle of the pack offense last year.
And I'm doing air quotes here. If you're watching along on twitch.tv, you see them.
Yeah.
But
you can hear them too through the radio.
If you're going to 15 or 16 points a game, that's not where you want them. That's not a finished product, but that would represent real progress.
They were 30th this year.
Offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
They were 31st the year before.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're not 29th. You know, we're not going to be here all day.
Do you agree with the caller that Wolf needs to grow a pair? I don't know if that's how I'd phrase it in terms of going out and spending in free agency.
It's kind of sexist, if anything else. I don't think that's really what you need to be a good GM anymore.
See, you're thinking like it's Biden's America still now. Yeah. Keep it Trump's America.
That's
you can talk this way now. Yeah.
Hell
yeah,
you want.
You can say whatever it is you want.
I don't think Elliot Wolf had... I don't think he has a huge say this year.
Yeah, it's
like I'm
Kraft.
Subscribing to the Kraft's money, but then Vrabel and Cowden's players.
That's fine. I don't look at it and go, the reason the Patriots didn't have any players is Elliot Wolf needs to grow a pair last year.
No.
I don't look at it that way. I go, Kraft needs to spend.
Well, not to defend Wolf, but wasn't he offering the most money for Brandon Ayuk? Wasn't he in
on
all these guys?
I'm not going to play that game. I will say Kraft was willing
Nick
to
Wolf fan?
Sign off on that.
I'm not to defend. I don't listen to the whole thing.
I think Kraft
guy loves Wolf.
Was willing to offer the most money, but were they willing to go all the way to do whatever it took to get Ayuk? No. And I would still blame ownership for that.
Or Calvin Ridley or whatever. It was not about finance.
Well, Ridley definitely didn't have the best offer for Ridley. That one's not even up for debate.
No, they did not.
Ayuk, they reportedly had the most money on the table for Ayuk.
That was unfortunate. You just got used in that. Ayuk wasn't leaving. He was staying there.
If you make it worth everybody's while, he would have. Yeah. But you had to stretch further than that, and they did not. So, yeah, independent of how much of it is Wolf's call, and that's a fair point by you, I would say if anybody needs to grow a pair, it's ownership. I mean,
yeah, they need to be willing to spend more. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. I don't know if they will. I'm hopeful that they will, because I thought they were last year.
Yep.
Right? Like, I thought, because everybody was, including Kraft himself, was pointing to Bill Belichick as to why they didn't spend a lot of money. So you're like, all right, even if that's not true, if the first year without Bill you spend a lot of money, you're like, hey, look at this. They were right. That was all Bill. But the first year you don't, you know, your coach is saying they're going to burn some cash at his first press conference, or his first interview anyway, after his press conference, and then he gets yelled at for that. So they didn't burn any cash.
It would have been an easy way to do it. Just, it was all Bill's fault. We never spent. Yeah. Now we're spending. Bill.
But if you
burn some cash.
Yeah.
But
they should have.
If you believe in the, like 3-4 year window concept or whatever. So they spent a lot of money in 2021.
Yep.
And then to get their books right, they've gone really cheap the final last 3 years.
And by the way, when you say if you believe in it, that's what Kraft said. Kraft said we want to control our spending on like a 3-year rolling.
It's like, okay, then this is the year.
Yeah.
And also, if you want to make the Vrabel hire look a lot better, then you better win a bunch of games this year and get some good players.
We went through and projected our top 10 quarterbacks for 2025 in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Terp has put together a snappy graphic that's up now at Jones and Keefe.
Faces.
What's going on? I don't know if he can get this up on Twitch, but you can see it, Keith. What's going on with my ear on the left side of my face? But if you're looking at it, the right side of it, what's going on with
it? It looks like Mick Foley's ear got bitten off, I think, in like a street fight.
It looks like I got like the cauliflower ear going on.
I think you had like a barbed wire match.
What's going on with that?
It's just got mangled. You
know what my ear looks like? That looks like it. You can't tell because I got the headphones on.
I don't think you
out there.
Can you not hear out of that one? It's just a show ear. There's actually, you can't even.
What's going on with that?
I just saw lump some clay. Slap it there on the side.
So if you can go to the Jones and Keith timeline and get past the mangled ear situation that I have going on.
Twitch and YouTube too. The one that you just made. Throw that up there when you get a chance.
You can get That's past excellent. my out of control cauliflower ear there. We ranked our top quarterbacks. The top four are no
Two
surprise.
Two handsome devils though.
We really are. The top four are no
it
surprise.
Funny. He walked in. He goes, "I can't fit both of your heads on it, so I had to shrink it."
That's got to be my fault.
That's Keith. Yeah, it's entirely Keith's giant forehead.
That's all right.
That we got to blame for. Shout out, Big Head Tony. So
the more I look at my list, I'm pissed.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. You hate Baker Mayfield. So we both have Patrick Mahomes one.
Damn it.
You have Jackson two. I have Allen two. I have Jackson three. You have Allen three. So we have them flip two and three, but same stratosphere. We both have Joe Burrow four.
Top four is, I think, you got to be unanimous. I think if it's not in some order, those four guys, you're just going for like a hot take or you have like a, or you're very biased. It's those four guys. They're all in the AFC, and it feels like for years that's what the four is going to be.
Okay. Number five, you have Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I went Jaden Daniels. Number six, you went Jaden Daniels. I went Baker Mayfield. You hate Baker
that's
Mayfield.
That's a good spot. Actually, maybe even a little higher.
I thought about, I had a decision to make between Jaden Daniels and Baker Mayfield. I went upside there, but, you know, Jaden Daniels might have a C.J. Stroud sophomore slump. That's possible.
It's possible.
So I thought about Mayfield six. You still didn't even have Mayfield seven. You went Jalen Hurts.
Guys in another Super Bowl.
I put Herbert there. You finally got to your guy, Baker Mayfield, at eight.
Too low.
I plunked down Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
And then I got to Hurts and Stroud. You got to Love and Prescott. So we have the top four basically the same.
For Jordan Love.
Yeah, well.
Brian came in here during the break. It was like, what the hell?
Brian came in hacked off and didn't like you having Jordan Love in there. So
I thought Love was good, no?
I don't think he had a very good year, to be honest.
No, I know he didn't, but like I'm projecting forward. He's 20. He's young still. It's going to be his third full year as a starter.
I'll give you this. You projected forward on Jordan Love. I did that with C.J. Stroud. Both of those take some projection. We have the top four the same.
Yeah.
We have eight of the top 10 the same.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I have Hurts nine. You have Hurts seven. So what? I think Jalen Hurts is actually a very, very interesting player in the Super Bowl. We all have Saquon Barkley, Patrick Mahomes, whether or not you think he's greater than Tom Brady. I think we all even begrudgingly acknowledge the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. So I think Jalen Hurts is probably the most polarizing player in this Super Bowl. I think we both tend to like him more than most. I think if the Eagles are going to win, I think he has another big Super Bowl. They almost beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. He had a massive game. It's a long way of saying I don't think they're just going to run to it with Saquon Barkley. Their defense will have a big factor in limiting Patrick Mahomes. They need Jalen Hurts to win the Super Bowl. And I think he's capable of having that kind of big game even against a great Chiefs defense. I do.
Yeah, I think Hurts is pretty good. And, like, I side with A.J. Brown on some of his frustrations. Like, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is the greatest passer, but he's not the worst. Like, he gets made out to be much worse than he really is. 2 years ago, he was the runner-up in the MVP, right?
Yep.
2022, he was runner-up in the MVP. Followed that up with a good year in 23. He's 46-20 as a starter.
He's one of 22 quarterbacks to get to two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he's got a winning record in the playoffs. Even with a loss on Sunday, would still have a winning record in the playoffs. He is a guy that, you know, you have to factor in sort of the total touchdowns, right? I mean, he only threw for 18 touchdowns this year, which obviously seems like it's a bit low. But then he ran in 14.
I was going to say, so he's responsible for 32 touchdowns?
And this isn't like the Cam Newton thing, because Cam Newton, we used to get in these arguments back in 2020 with Cam Newton. They're like, you guys aren't factoring in the rushing ones. It's like, yeah, but even with the rushing ones, it was at like 20. Remember, he threw for like eight.
Yes.
So Jalen Hurts is a much better threat with his arm than somebody like 2020 Cam Newton certainly is. The guy, he is a winner. I do feel like just watching the Eagles games, there's enough big throws there. Right, we're like, oh, that's a big first down to Devontae Smith or to Dallas Goedert or A.J. Brown or whatever. So, no, I like Jalen Hurts. I do think after the top four, there's a bit of a drop-off in the league. And
Agreed.
Then that's where you really can argue six different guys for the next six spots. You can argue their position. You can argue whether they're even in there. You know, I'm sure people aren't as high on Herbert or Daniels that you and I are. But Hurts, I think, should be considered a top 10 quarterback in the league.
So I feel that way, and I was actually, I'm surprised we're both putting him as highly as we do. I figured maybe he would, he was top 10-ish, but I might have had him 11 or 12 when I actually sat down and did it. So names that we left off the list, Drake May, obviously, who we'll get to coming up. I think Drake May, trust me, I tried to find a way to shoehorn him in. He can't be shoehorned in to the top 10, even if you're projecting forward and projecting a better year. I think when I did it, I had him about 16th. Neither of us have Goff in the top 10.
No.
For next year. If he does, if he has another big year without Ben Johnson, I'll probably begrudgingly start putting him in the top 10. I'm a hold out there. Neither of us have Tua or Purdy. You have Dak. I don't.
Yeah.
You have Love. I don't. I have Stafford and CJ Stroud. You don't have either of those two.
Right.
I think either way you slice it, we both probably have Drake May somewhere right around the midpoint, 16.
Yeah, I think he is starts the year kind of middle of the pack. And then, again, you can kind of go up or down from there, you know, depending on how he plays. CJ Stroud probably began the year a lot higher on most lists. You still have him at 10, but might have even been higher based off his rookie season.
Oh, I would have had him, you know, I don't even know where going into last year, higher than that for sure.
So that's why, you know, it's just like, so a guy like Matthew Stafford, I just wonder, like, projecting for next year where he's going to be. Like, does he have another year where he's a top 10 quarterback, or does he kind of fall off? The two that I think a lot of people would have on there would be Goff and Purdy. And because you're saying, all right, well, if you're looking at wins, if you're looking at stats, if you're looking at Super Bowl appearances.
If you're looking at stats, Goff is absolutely a top 10. It's everything. Completion percentage, yards, touchdowns, quarterback rate. Like, if you're looking just at stats, Goff is a no question top 10 quarterback, but I do think there's more to it.
Yeah, there definitely is. And then you look at the biggest game this season for him and how he played in that one, and you're like, all right, like, I'm curious very much how he looks without Ben Johnson next year. And maybe he's great. Maybe he's been unlocked. Maybe he just needed, you know, Sean McVay to take over the Rams. He sort of became a better quarterback at that point. Maybe. Like, we'll wait and see. But I do think Drake May could play himself up to 10. You know, because right now, guys like Jordan Love and Dak Prescott coming off an injury, CJ Stroud, Stafford, like, those guys are in either your or my top 10. I wouldn't, like, bet my all the money I have that they're going to stay there all year. And so somebody like Drake May or Tua is a weird one because there are times where he does look like a top 10 quarterback, or there's times he's just hurt.
Well, but
or
also,
the team kind of fizzles.
But also, what I would say about all those guys, I'd probably expect all of them to be in the playoffs too. So, like, we're talking some team success with those guys where even if Drake May takes a big stride in that regard, they win 9 games and sneak in as the 7 seed in the AFC. All these other guys are probably playoff quarterbacks too. And they've had good statistical individual seasons before. You know, a lot of those guys have gotten...
Burrow, right? It's the one guy this year, I think, on our list that was not a playoff quarterback. I mean, in his career, he is, but this year, he was not.
You're right. He's the only quarterback on my list who did not make the playoffs this year. You also had Dak.
I had Dak, but that's sort of like, okay, he was hurt.
Right. So, yeah, that's true. I mean, most of these guys are playoff quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. We expect them to be playoff quarterbacks. They've all had great individual seasons before. A lot of these guys have gotten MVP votes before. You know, Dak's gotten MVP votes.
Yeah.
Purdy's gotten MVP votes.
Hurts.
Is Goff going to get him this year? Hurts has gotten him.
No, like, so, I don't think Goff's a finalist. Didn't they announce the finalists? I think were Allen, Jackson, Saquon. Maybe Goff was the 4. I think there's 4 finalists.
So,
but yeah, he's not going to get many.
You're talking about, though, that's what these quarterbacks can do. So even if he pops for a year, and maybe that's his ceiling, but even if he does that, you're still a ways away from getting to where some of these quarterbacks have been. So to me, I think we have him about properly rated, somewhere middle of the pack. I think there's an outside chance he could make a run at the top 10, but there's a lot of work to do. Maybe we'd feel differently if they did some of that work. If Elliot Wolf, as a caller said, grew some stones and added to this team.
Not sure that's what it is, but okay.
Maybe. But I do think based on this exercise, we both feel better about Jalen Hurts the most. I know Andy Hart, not a fan. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. He, Fitzy, and Ted. Getting into Super Bowl 59, along with, I'm sure, some Celtics and Bruins thoughts as well. We'll get you our clip du jour at the end of the show. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the
Grab Bag
is. You have to see it for yourself.